بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي مالك الحارث بن عاصم الأشعري رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الطهور شطر الإيمان. We were discussing this hadith yesterday, in which the first part of the hadith says that الطهور, purity, cleanliness, is part of إيمان. In the beginning stages of Islam, purity referred to purity of the heart, that the heart must be clean, cleansed of all impurities, hatred, jealousy, kufr, shirk, love of this dunya, all this dirt and filth of the heart. As time went, that people paid less attention to that, and attention was given more to paki, napaki, which is also, of course, absolutely essential, that our husal is correct, that a person is not in a state of janabat, that he stays in a state of paki, and then that he is there is no najasat upon him, his istinja is correct. The masail of istinja are also extremely important. Today we just perhaps are splashing some water or something. Some toilets are such that there aren't any more taps in the toilet, because we feel that water in the toilet like messes the toilet. So, and of course with the high pan, the istinja is not that easy also. We should pay more attention. And it's not just a matter of splashing some water, but making istinja properly. And sometimes the filth and the dirt, the urine, etc., spreads around also a bit. So to wash it all properly, this is also extremely important. But as time went, and perhaps we are today in that time, that this at-tahur, we just translate it as cleanliness, outward cleanliness. That is, just the body must be clean, whether it is still napak. A person lays in a tub, for example, with all napaki in it, and he feels that I took a bath and I'm clean now. But is the napaki gone from him or not? We make our ghusl also, but have we completed the farais of ghusl? Are the farais of ghusl done or not? Just taking a shower today, that is the cleanliness. When that cleanliness is with the non-Muslims, with kuffar also, they also only look at outward cleanliness, and then cover it up with some scent or shem, with some perfume, etc., and we feel we are nice and clean. But the actual purity is there, is that there or not? And this is referred to as half of iman, cleanliness of the heart, shirk, kufr, all these things. And today with regard to shirk, it's the shirk-e khafi, the smaller shirk-e asghar, doing things for name and show, all this also the heart must be purified from. And we have to pay attention, and the heart does not just get purified on its own. We have to purify it, which is known as tazkiyah, which is known as islah of the heart. In another hadith we read that the heart is the most important part of the body. If the heart is right, everything else is right. And if the heart is not right, then everything else will be wrong. So we have to pay attention, and each one of us, we have to think for ourselves, how much do I pay attention to the cleanliness of my heart? And then our deen is paki, which is taharat. How much attention do I pay to my taharat? And many a person does pay attention to his cleanliness, the outward cleanliness. So this is a very important aspect. The second part in the hadith which is referred to, walhamdulillahi tamla'ul mizan wa subhanallahi walhamdulillahi tamla'an aw tamla'u ma bayna as-samawati wal ard, and that these formulas which we have been given, the alhamdulillah, this is that we take it for granted, we don't think much of it, but it is an extremely most important, valuable formula that Allah Ta'ala has given us. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, and in other riwayat we read, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Astaghfirullah. All these have got great, great value. And especially as we are approaching the first 10 days of Zulhijjah, these words are even more valuable. And it is not difficult for anyone to say these words. And we should keep our tongue wet. We should keep it busy all the time with the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. The third kalima, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Deen and everything of deen is very simple and is very cheap also. And the rewards of it are so great that for dunya things are expensive and we have to make lot of effort and the returns are very small. In fact, they are zero. When a person goes from this world, he goes with nothing of this dunya. The kafan is not what he earned also. But it is just of respect that a body should not be naked, it should be covered. Whereas the things of deen, just saying Alhamdulillah, as we read here, it fills the scale on the day of Qiyamah. The pain of the scale, the reward of it is so much that it fills it. Or another explanation that we can understand, from the earth to the skies, the reward of it is so great that all this part is filled. But we take it for granted and we don't pay attention to it. Just now, we all read 33 times, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. But did we realize what we have earned by that? In one riwayat it comes that it is, each word is a tree in Jannah. So we read it all together 100 times, 33, 33 and 34. We perhaps did not think, but 100 trees were planted in Jannah. And without any effort whatsoever, hardly any effort, it also comes, dhikr of Allah should be done in abundance. But in one hadith we are taught that just remember me a little while after Fajr and Asr. Perhaps it refers to this tasbihat, which is just a little bit. And Allah says, I will be sufficient for you for the time in between. And dhikr is to remember. But when we make the dhikr, we are also not remembering Allah Ta'ala. In many a person asks also, how can I get concentration in namaz? To get concentration in namaz, a person has to do a cause of zikr so that he can focus, he can concentrate. And if he does it, it will help him in his dunya's things also. Today in our dunya's things, a simple thing like driving, but we don't focus when we are driving. We got our attention on the cell phone, we are looking this side, that side, we are fidgeting with gadgets in the car, here, there, though we are warned also like on the garment that we should give a prayer, we should give importance to our safety, not busy fixing up the garment and pressing in buttons, etc. But we don't focus. Zikr is to make us focus in everything, but our zikr also we don't focus. So how is that going to focus or give us focus on other things? So, and we don't make zikr also. The zikr, we don't take out time for zikr also. So all these are very important things. This hadith speaks of a few different subjects. Each one in itself is extremely important. So when we understand the value of the formulas of Alhamdulillah, Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar, etc., they are extremely valuable, and in the coming days, their value is even much, much more. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah.